Hello and welcome. This is Candace. I hope you're ready to relax and enjoy. Lie back on a comfortable surface, arms to your side, legs straight out in front of you, uncrossed. Close your eyes and take a deep cleansing breath in and release. Yes. I want you to imagine at your feet a spiral numbered stairwell that leads down beneath the floor, down to a place of tranquility and peace, a place where you will be isolated, safe, free, free to surrender. See yourself at the top of the stairs, your hand lightly wrapped around the rail. As you look through the spiral, down to the bottom, see that plush, vibrant green patch of grass, the bottom. So inviting. Yes, you know, every step you take down, your conscious mind will drift deeper and deeper into a state of trance. Deeper and deeper into a state of sleep. By the time you reach the bottom, your conscious mind will be asleep. A deep sleep. Your subconscious mind alert. Awake. Interactive. Like a sponge, you will absorb everything I say. It will absorb the peace, the serenity, and all while keeping you safe and comfortable. You will be in a pleasurable, dreamlike state. Begin the descent.
Begin.
10, 9, letting go of all the day's tension. 8, 7, your conscious mind drifting off to a deep sleep while you remain focused on my voice. 6, 5, deeper with each step. 4, 3, going down almost to the pleasurable place you need to be. 2, 1. Step into the isolated garden. Step into the dream. Step in to pure pleasure. Yes, you may not see clearly, but you can feel that warm sun shining down. Yes, the warmth shines down upon you. Warm, radiant, white rays of light wrapping around you, embracing you, cocooning your body, spiraling around you, forming a dome, a bubble of light. A baby in the womb, you float within the middle of the light, safe, secure, at peace, no worries, no responsibilities, obligations, no decisions to be made. For here, pleasure comes through pure obedience. For every time I bring you here, you go deeper than the time before, faster than the time before. Every time you hear my voice, you begin to relax. You begin to feel the need to let go. You begin to surrender your will without questioning why. I want you to feel your skin beginning to tingle. Tingle as the warmth begins to enter. Entering through your pores, through your hair follicles. The warmth flooding into your body. Filling your feet to your ankles.
Filling your ankles.
Ankles to knees. The light is cleansing you. Pushing out your tension. Pushing out your will. Replacing it with bliss. With light. For within the light is my will. Feel it working its way up. Up your thighs.
Going up.
Past your hips. Working its way up your stomach. Inch by inch. Till it gets to your ribs. Rib. By rib.
By rib.
The light flows in. Filling you. Your body growing heavier. Your mind going deeper into a state of trance. Deeper asleep. Your lungs saturated by the light. It slows your breathing. Each breath another breath of light. Feel as it overflows into your heart. Filling your heart. The pumping slows. But the light grows. And as the light is pumped through your veins, so is the bliss.
Ah, bliss.
You are safe. You are home. Being cleansed, you feel the warmth flow down your arms to your fingertips. Yes, your arms heavy by your side, incapable of independent movement. You feel it inching up your neck, inch by inch, to your chin, to your nose, to your eyes, to the very tip, top of your head, your body completely encompassed, enveloped, embraced by the light, and I am the light. You are within my bubble. You are within my dome of pleasure. My dome of light. I cleanse you. Look around. Inspect your surroundings. See where you are. Look. Garden walls covered. Beautiful plush green ivy leaves, thousands of them. An orchard of fruit-bearing trees, as far as the eye can see, dotted perfectly in color. Oranges, apples, Pear.
Yes.
Grapefruit.
Sweet.
The air rich.
Rich.
With the scent of citrus. A smell so familiar. You breathe in deep.
So sweet.
You smell. You feel. You see. You are home.
You are home.
This is where you belong.
You are safe.
Where you are safest.
You are safe.
Where you long to be.
You are home.
Were born to be. Where you dream of being. As you look through the orchard, I want you to look for the path.
Look.
For there is a path through the orchard.
You can see.
And look all the way to the end.
See it.
You can see a beautiful velvet-covered couch at the very end of the path.
Beautiful.
It is the altar of sacrifice.
The
velvety bench of surrender. It is the most comfortable spot in your world. And you long to be there.
You are
and with that thought, the bubble of light you are within begins to float. Float with you in it. You can see yourself hovering. Just an inch above the ground, floating, floating towards the velvety softness, to the place you long to be, to the place you need to be, to the place you crave. And as you reach the velvety softness, as you are laid down within it, you see the beautiful blue sky above you. The treetops swaying gently in the wind. You feel the velvety softness beneath you, yes. Like a sponge, a marshmallow, so soft. It molds around you, conforming to the shape of your body. Like a hand in a glove, softly, safely cradles you, holding you firmly in place. It begins to suck away the last of your will, the last of your tension, the last of your resistance. From this point on, everything I say, every suggestion, every trigger, every instruction, will be absorbed by your subconscious mind as though it were your very own will.
Your very own will.
For my will replaces your will.
My will is your will.
And my will, is
my
all about pleasure. I want you to see a chalkboard starting to lower from the trees above you. I want you to see all kinds of writing, numbers, letters, words, forward, back, up, down, a cluttered, muddled mess. So cluttered, so muddled.
Look.
It is your thoughts.
It's a mess.
Your experiences. It is the cluttered, muddled logic of your conscious mind. And we're going to erase it all. With each wipe of the eraser across the board, I will erase your fears,
gone.
Your inhibitions,
gone.
Your preconceived notions.
Gone.
I will clean away all the clutter from your life, freeing the real you. The raw sexual you. For here in the garden,
feel
with
it.
Me, you are safe.
Feel your energy.
Free.
Free.
Free to be
free.
You.
Free.
The real you. The raw you. The sexual you. No judgment. No decisions. Free. Yes, you are free here. The board is clean. And therefore, so is your mind. A blank slate for with which I will directly write upon everything I say etched onto the board, etched onto your mind. I know you like brass. I know you like the way they look. I know you like the way they feel. Pressed against your chest. Pressed against your face. Wrapped around your cock. Breasts are already something you admire. Something you enjoy. And now, I'm going to intensify that feeling. Yes, I am. I want you to look at the boy, your subconscious mind. I want you to see breasts starting to pop onto the boy. Big breasts, little breasts, big nipples, little nipples. Nipples, pink nipples, erect nipples, breast after breast, filling the board, filling your mind. Yes, these aren't just painted breasts, they're live breasts, breast after breast after breast, bare, heaving, erect. Consuming your thoughts. For every time you think of breasts, every time you see cleavage, your cock will thicken. It's okay. It's allowed to enjoy it. I want you to take your hand and wrap it around your shaft while you see the breasts filling your mind. So many breasts. You see them breathing. Yes, so many for you to touch. So many sets to wrap around your cock.
So many.
The longing within you grows
stronger.
And grows for every time you see cleavage. Obsession. It will trigger
obsession.
Trigger the board.
Obsession.
It will trigger the consumption
obsession.
Of your mind.
You are obsessed.
Of all the breasts you see at this very moment.
The obsession grows.
For it is these breasts that consume your thoughts. That drive your balls to swell. That drive your cock to thicken.
It is the obsession that drives you.
You feel the skin tighten as your cock grows thicker. Grab it. Stroke it. Ah, yes. All those breasts wanting you. And you wanting to stick your cock in the middle of all those hungry, fleshy mounds. All those beautiful, perky breasts.
Grows.
All those hungry breasts. Stick your dick in.
Right.
Feel the flesh around them. Feel the flesh milking your cock as you thrust in and out, in and out, in and out of the wall of fleshy mounds of breasts. Feeling the nipples squeezing, the mounds of flesh squeezing, milking you. Yes, you can't help but you can feel it. It's working its way up. You can feel your balls getting tighter, tighter. The breasts squeezing harder, harder. They're milking you. You know they want your cum. You know you have but only one option. You can only come across all of them. You must share your load equally across all the breasts. Yes. All those hungry breasts milking you, squeezing you, selfishly squeezing.
Hungry.
Selfishly wanting your seed for themselves.
Hungry breasts.
Each set, milking you, yes. Thrust harder.
Harder.
Harder,
harder,
come on, feel it, feel it working up, yes,
yes.
Yes, thrust it harder,
yes.
Fuck those tits, fuck them, they want it, fuck all those breasts, from this point on, the longing you feel now, the desire, the intense urge, squirt across all those breasts, triggered by cleavage, cleavage at the office, cleavage at the bar, cleavage in the car next to you. The wall of breasts begins to throb, consuming your thoughts, consuming your needs, consuming your cock. Keep stroking. Feel the warmth, the heat, the friction. It's starting to work its way up. You can't stop it. No control. Helpless, powerless to the thousands of hungry breasts milking your cock, your mind, wrapping around your dick, the breasts consuming you until you feel it inching its way up. Up,
helpless.
Working its way up, up your cock. Here it comes.
Helpless.
It's going to erupt. You can't stop it. They're milking you.
Helpless.
Can't stop.
Helpless.
Must come.
Must
spray all the titties. Spray them. Spray the tits like the fire hose you are. Use your cock to spray those tits. For cleavage is your trigger. To come across as many tits as you can. Your sole purpose in life. Good boy. Come. Come across the breasts. Come across the wall of breasts. Feel them milking you. Yes. You can't help it. You have to come across them. Spray them. Such a good boy. Coming across all those hungry tits. For cleavage is your trigger. Coming across as many breasts as you can.
Helplessly obsessed.
Your purpose.
You're helplessly obsessed.
Now lay back and relax. See the fog rolling into your garden, snaking in between the trees, covering the memory of this experience, but not the pleasure. The pleasure, the passion,
the helpless obsession,
desire, the longing, the lust. Only gets stronger as the memory dims. The fog is the veil. between your conscious and your subconscious mind, preserving the garden exactly as it is now, as it pushes you up, up, out of your couch, towards the stairs. It covers every step you take, for any memories you have of this place will be foggy. But when I bring you up, you will feel content. You will feel refreshed, rejuvenated. You know you have a trigger, a purpose.
Obsession, helpless.
You know this is where you belong and you can't wait to get back. With each step up the spiral numbered stairwell, your devotion to me will become stronger. Devoted to Candace. See yourself coming up as the fog follows behind you. One, two, going out, feeling good, happy, content. Three, four, your body growing lighter. You feel as all your burdens have been taken away.
Hopelessly obsessed.
Five, six, starting to wake up, your passion and longing growing, your devotion strong.
So devoted.
Seven, eight,
so devoted.
Almost awake.
So devoted.
Can't wait to talk to Candace again.
Yes.
Nine, ten. Wide awake.
Wide awake.
Open your eyes. Take in a deep cleansing breath. And release. Yes. Good boy. You may feel a little groggy for a couple of days, but that's okay. You will sleep better than you've ever slept before. Your purpose is clear. Your trigger will bring you pleasure. My voice always brings you pleasure.
Always.
And I look forward to our next journey. Remember, you belong to Candace.
Remember, you belong.